Well, if you're a mum having a baby, which professionals do you want helping you? An obstetrician? A midwife? What about a lawyer? There are legal and regulatory issues surrounding that most natural of events, the birth of a baby. And when it comes to giving birth at home rather than the hospital, the legal issues become fraught. This is what Damien Carrick's looking at for the Law Report this afternoon. Hi, Damien.
G'day, Philip.
There have been a number of recent coronial inquiries that have centred around some adverse outcomes of home births. Just last month in the UK, there was a coronial ruling into the death of Claire Teague. How did she die?
Look, she hired a midwife, a lady called Rosie Kakari or Kasari, to be at the home birth of her second child. And a healthy baby boy was born, but Claire died shortly after from hemorrhaging. And the coroner ruled that Claire died because part of the placenta had not been removed by the midwife. Now, the coroner criticised the midwife for not recognising that this had not, well, part of the placenta had not been removed, but he also found, very importantly, that the midwife had fully informed Claire of the risks associated with the home birth, especially since that she'd previously given birth with a caesarean. So there was fully informed consent. Now, this case is still under investigation by the Nursing and Midwifery Council, but it is interesting that central to any kind of conversation here is a conversation around informed consent.
Yeah, there was also a South Australian coronial finding in June, wasn't there, with respect to the deaths of three newborns there?
Yes. Look, all three births were, in this case, were attended by midwife Lisa Barrett, and I think somewhere between the second and the third births, she relinquished her registration as a midwife, which is an important point. Now, the coroner concluded that all three deaths were preventable. Mm-hmm. They all involved obvious risk factors, and if they had been born in hospitals, they would most likely, according to the coroner, have had safe deliveries. So the coroner made a series of recommendations, a lot of carrot, a lot of stick. He recommended that health service providers, including midwives, should report any home birth plans involving enhanced risks to the Department of Health in South Australia. And so recommended, made some strong recommendations.
Hmm. Okay. The recommend, including that it should be an offence to engage in midwifery if you're not a registered midwife.
That's right. That's right. Really interesting, because this raises the whole issue around what is the best system to minimise risk, but also give people all the information they need, which they must have, about the risks.
So let's get to that in a second. There's a phenomenon called free birth, which I hadn't heard of. What's this?
Okay, a free birth is an idea that a woman can give birth at home without being attended by a qualified midwife or nurse or a doctor.
So nobody, just on your own.
Correct, or maybe with the father and maybe with some friends. And there was a coronial finding in New South Wales in June this year, and it looked into the death of a child from complications around cord entanglement. And this was the third child of a lady called Janet Fraser, who's a passionate free birth advocate. And the coroner was absolutely scathing about the dangers of free birth and said the home birth effectively cost the young infant her life.
Mm. You know. Yeah, I mean, that's right. I mean, the casual observer might wonder what on earth is going on here. I mean, these three cases all raise issues, don't they, about how you minimise the dangers to mother and child and what sort of system will produce the best outcomes.
Well, absolutely. And look, obviously there are a lot of low-risk pregnancies where a home birth with a midwife, a registered midwife, is a viable, a good option. And how do you ensure that all women have access to trained healthcare professionals that everyone trusts? Now the overwhelming bulk of registered midwives do a fantastic job. And the National Association of Midwives are talking about how you make sure that you have a strong profession with proper insurance, with proper regulation, who can actually deal with a lot of these mothers have had bad experiences in hospitals with previous... a lot of the difficult cases I've been talking about involve mothers who've had difficult experiences in the past with their pregnancies, and they're very wary, afraid of the hospital system. So it's how do we arm them to deal with these high-risk pregnancies, to engage with these women and not just set them adrift? And it's very important that we have a system which empowers midwives and enables women to engage with these women without kind of cutting them adrift. And one of the most important recommendations of the South Australian coroner and also of the National Association of Midwives is to create something called a supervisor of midwives, which is something they have in the UK, which is a position which allows people to advise midwives. This person advises midwives on how to deal with these very difficult situations where you have these mothers who are at risk.
Is there a Is there a consensus on the relative safety of home birth as opposed to hospital birth? In other words, is there? I mean, do we know the answer to that question?
That's a tricky question for me because I'm a former lawyer. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a statistician. The UK College of Gynecologists and Obstetricians, they support home birth. They say that for women in low risk with low risk pregnancies, home births are a good option and should be supported. In Australia, the equivalent college of obs and gynecologists say the principle of personal autonomy is of course important, but we cannot support proactive planned home birth because of its inherent risk and the ready availability of safer options for delivery, namely hospitals.
Hospital birthing centres, for a start.
That's right. So it's a very you do have different professional organisations with different views about this.
Okay. All right. Fascinating. Thanks, Damien.
Great talking to you.
You can hear more about some of these very complex and highly charged legal and regulatory issues around home birth on the Law Report. That's this afternoon at 5:30.